Check 1, 2. Yo, Kenny, come on, let's get ready, man. You gotta talk to him, Ken. You gotta keep talking to him. You gotta keep bringing that message over and over again. I'm always available. Yo, Bet. Yo, Bet, listen to me very carefully. Why do you have to do nothing but talk about? Get ready. This is what I'm feeling right now. Hey, good day, podcast audience. You see, even during or in the midst of a campaign, we can still bring levity to the situation. See, having fun or having a good time while still educating the audience, I think that's very important. You know, it's funny. I see they still have the comic book, a.k.a. their campaign, my opponent, Bip, and his crew. Well, Bip, old crew, my new crew. But Bip still got his magazine, his comic book floating around the post office. And it's just funny because I'm sure they were not expecting the reaction that they got. It seems that the members have wakened up, have arisen. They stood up and they understand that he has nothing to offer anymore. If you look at that magazine, it just reminds me of the Jadakiss song, Me. I mean, who they talking about? That's what they talking about. Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is what they talking about. Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is what they talking about. Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is what they talking about. Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about. Who can go to this? You know, I get people coming up to me asking me, why would he have to stoop to a level so low? And that's what, you know, desperate times, I guess, for him calls for desperate measures. But again, it's important that you at least try to hear two sides of a story. It would just not be fair if I told you something about Bip and you couldn't verify it for accuracy. I told you he was retired over 10 years, and a lot of you have verified that, and you don't want that anymore. You probably never wanted it, but you didn't know. Just as I have awakened you to that fact, trust me, there's just so much more that we're going to explore together under the Kenny Hodge administration. And I call it that because, again, it's going to be on the same path, but instead of traveling on that gravel road, we're going to have a smooth surface. Now, and again, you have to understand and believe that I've got a better way. I posted a podcast 2 days ago on Article 25. I guarantee you nobody taught it to you like that. You see, our union right now is stuck in like a time warp. You've got a president who's been retired. So for the simple fact, he's not there. So if he's not in tune with how decisions affect the members, and I got to say that because most of you don't even know who he is. So not in tune with how his decisions affect the members. It's time for new leadership. I'm offering you that leadership. Get past that nonsense that he published about me in his magazine. In fact, I swear that magazine should have been called Ken Hodge because him and quite a few people in there didn't have really nice things to say. But all they talk about is me. Now, allow me to show you another example of how far off the path we are without knowing it. Now, here's a local president, Bip, who spent a lot of money and time narrating to you a bunch of negative nonsense. And I say nonsense because other than me being in management and not paying millhammer dues, the rest of it is garbage. And I promise you that. But instead of giving you what he's done for you, he got nothing. You tell the people that you're a steward trainer. You've got this training. And I'm going to say this to Indiana right now. If the training is so good, why do you have another retired individual coming into your office doing mail handler grievance work? You see, that should be done again by active mail handlers. So, and you can verify what I'm saying because I wouldn't make this up and put it on a podcast. Every opportunity the retired president gets that now we're going to keep bringing retired individuals back to work. And I got to say, sincere as I possibly can to the retirees, I mean no disrespect at all. So understand, I've got nothing but admiration for you. But I'm talking about right now is a particular position and only that position. So please, once I get in office, we'll probably get a chance to sit down and talk. But don't have a hard look at me because you hear me saying that he's retired. I'm simply saying he's retired and he should not be the president of this local. Nothing else. But anyway, at the rate he's going, you're going to wake up one day, Local 304, and find out you have retired individuals coming back on your dollar, because I don't know how the individual in Indianapolis is getting paid, but I'm kind of certain he's not doing it for free. So be careful of what you read without hearing the other side of the story. He accuses me of taking Milhena's job, which I promise you never even came close to happening. But yet, here you are, Bip, replacing active duty mail handlers in, I think it's Muncie, with a retired individual doing that work. Well, before you start putting out lies and vicious and slanderous statements about me, check yourself. To the executive board, I would recommend that if there's other mean and hurtful things you want to say about Kenny Hodge, now would probably be a good time to do it, because I would assume that you understood once I took office that language should change a bit. So if there's some other things that you are really stewing about, now would be a really good time to get it out. So once I take office, we can start work on improving Local 304.